Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia daf Yurches. Yurches, we have, we're on Yud Zayin Amabez. So we have been talking about, the Gemara just brought up the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hatoin Achar Maisa Bezdin, if somebody complains about a Maisa Bezdin, Lo Omar Klum, meaning if he says, I paid already, when it comes to a Maisa Bezdin, we don't listen to him, because every Maisa Bezdin is as if he's holding a shtar about the Maisa Bezdin. And therefore, just like you can't argue on a shtar, you can't say parati on a shtar, so too, you cannot complain about a Maisa Bezdin. So Reb Chiya asked, Reb Yochanan, what's your chiddush? It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that says, if you take out a get and you don't have a ksuba, you collect the ksuba. So you see, even though you don't have the ksuba, it's a Maisa Bezdin, right? It's a condition that Bezdin makes, even if you did it, then you're able to collect it. It's in the Mishnah, Beferish Raya. So what's your chiddush? So Rabbi Yochanan answered, no, because if I wouldn't have explained it, you wouldn't have generalized it into a klal. That's how the Rashba explains this line of, if I wouldn't have moved away the shards, then you wouldn't have been able to find the pearls. Meaning you wouldn't have thought this is a general rule. So the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye, Maya Baganisa. What's the pearl anyway? Maybe the Mishnah, first we went from one side and saying, isn't it obvious that it's a Mishnah? Now the Gemara is asking just the opposite. Maybe the Mishnah is no Raya. Right, says the Gemara, Dilma b'makam she'ekos sing subaskinan. Maybe that Mishnah is talking about a case where a place where they don't write ksubas. Of course, they have the ksuba, but they don't write ksubas. It's always understood to get hainu ksubasa. So in that case, if a woman takes out her get, so then that in effect has the power of her ksuba. She's like, I'm divorced, I need to collect my ksuba, because it's a place where they don't have separate ksubas. Avaba makam shekos and ksuba. But if it had been a place where they write a ksuba, then in Nikita ksuba gavya, ilolo gavya. Then only if she had been holding the shtar would we allow her to collect it, the shtar ksuba. And if not, so there, then the Mishnah would be a raya against Rabbi Yochanan, because then it would be saying that she cannot collect unless she has the actual shtar. But just the formal maisa bezdin by itself would not be good enough. So maybe there's no raya. So then Abaye changes mind. Hazar Amar Abaye lav milsi to Amri. Abaye says, no, that's not true. Why? Really, the Mishnah must be a good raya. And the Mishnah, my suggestion was that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you don't write a ksuba. That can't be. Because if you say the Mishnah is really talking about a case where they don't write ksubas, meaning she takes out her get, and that's the only reason we make her allow her to collect. But in a place where they do write a ksuba, but in a place where they would write a ksuba, we wouldn't allow her to collect without the ksuba, then you would have a problem if that's the case. Why? Almana min ha'erisin b'may gavya. Then almana min erisin. Almana, a man and a woman have erisin together, the first stage of a Jewish marriage, erisin kedushin. And then, rachmana l'slan, the man dies. The chasen dies, so the woman needs a get. The woman needs a get. And we know, as we'll see, that we'll see what the source is in a few minutes. There's a woman who's an almana min erisin get a ksuba. The Gemara is assuming yes. But how is she going to collect? Everybody, the assumption is that even if an almana min erisin who gets a ksuba does not have the ksuba written, Bishas Erisin. So if it's a Makam Shekosing Suba, how is this woman going to collect her Suba? If the Diyuk of the Mishnah, again, Abaye says, if it's really true when I suggest it, that the Mishnah that we just quoted is about a case of a Makam She'ain Kosing Suba, but if it was a case of a Makam Shekosing Suba, we would only allow a woman to collect her Suba if she's holding the Suba, then how would an Almanim, an Erisin, ever be able to collect? But my Gavya, how will she be able to collect? Be'ede Mises Abal, only with the Edim that her husband died. Right, but the Gemara says, Litov Alim Paratia, then the husband would be able to say, if you say you really can be towing after a Maisa Bezdin, and the Mishnah was just talking about a case where there was no written ksuba, but if there would be a written ksuba, so then they would have to bring it. So why wouldn't the husband be able to say in this case that he paid already? I mean, if you say he can claim that, then what would the Chachamim have helped with their takana? Rashi explains that Chazawar Misakin a ksuba for an arusa. So if that's true, then the arusa doesn't have a ksuba. So then the whole takana would fall away, because she would never be able to collect her ksuba, because the husband would already say, oh, I paid already. And she would have no proof otherwise. So therefore, you must say Abaya. I go back on what I said. The Mishnah that was quoted above must be a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, that if somebody is towing after a Maisa Bezdin Lo Amar Klum, if there's a Maisa Bezdin, like a Ksuba, a person cannot say, unless they have witnesses, I paid already. They're not going to be believed, because a Maisa Bezdin has the power of a Shtar. And again, that makes sense. L'chora, a Maisa Bezdin has a kol. people know about what happens at a Beis Din, and therefore, just like a shtar is a kol, so too a maisa Beis Din would have a kol. Okay, period. Says the Gemara. So once we've brought this up, about Amana getting a ksubah min ha'erisin, so the Gemara goes off on a little tangent here and asks, how do you know that from? Amana min ha'erisin, the isla ksubah min alan. Where do you know that an Amana gets a ksubah min ha'erisin? Right? You would think, right, erisin and nisuin, so maybe only from nisuin. That's when the marriage, they start living together, b'shas nisuin. So why, nowadays, we don't know, because nowadays we do erisin and nisuin together, and the ksuba is written before the erisin, right? You're right at the chazan's tish, but mikra hadin, in those days, how do you know it was been an erisin? So elim, we're going to have two tries from other mishnayos. If you say it's from the Mishnah in the fifth parak in Ksubis, which says, Nis armala o nisgarsha min ha'erisin. If a woman is widowed or divorced min ha'erisin, ubein min ha'nisuin, or from nisuin, goves hakol, she could collect everything meaning the ikar ksuba, the 200 or the 100, 200 for a psula, 100 for an amana, or even the tosefes, even in the extra, right? We say, v'hosef min delay, oh, the skukin kesef sarf. Right, as we hear the ksuba under the chuppah, right? So if you say it's from that Mishnah, because that Mishnah says no matter what, she collects everything min ha even min erisin. So hechad the kasev law. Maybe that's not a takana. That's just a case where you happen to write it. That means it's a case where the husband wrote it, but it's not that it has to be written from an erisin. And if you want to say, so what's the chiddush then? If he wrote it, of course. If he wrote it from an erisin, the SFA of an erisin, what would be the chiddush? That would be a guess of Elazar ben Azariah shita. The Amar who says in that Mishnah, it's to exclude the shita of Elazar ben Azariah who says that even if he wrote it min ha'erisin, it is not collectible except min ha'nisuin. Why? Because, after all, why did he add on money? At least the Tosefis is not collectible. He had money because he expected her to get married. What's called Chibas Bia. Right? So if you never had that stage, Elazar ben Azariah says that it's not collectible. So maybe that's the Chiddush. Really, it's a case where he wrote it. And the Chiddush is to go against Elazar ben Azariah. And Dekanami is even a proof from the Lashon that he happened to write it. Diktani Goves HaKol, because he collects everything. Right? According to the Tanakama, he collects everything, even the Tosefis. So, e amar bishlamot the kasav law. It makes sense that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he did write a ksuba, hainet the katani govet zakol. That's how you can possibly collect the tosefes, because you see what's written and you see the tosefes in the ksuba. Ela e amar to lo kasav law. But if it's a case where it was not written, like we originally tried to prove, and we're trying to use this Mishnah to say it's automatic, then my govet zakol. So, what would the Mishnah be that you collect everything? Manu masayimu de isla. You only have the ikar. You don't know anything about the tosefes. It's not written. So therefore, that Mishnah must be talking about a case of kasavla, and therefore there's no raya that a ksuba min ha'erisin is automatic. Tosas asks on the bottom of the previous summit, Yuzayin Abayis, Tosas first of all says, "Below matzi l'mifshat, mehad tani beperek vishameis." You cannot prove this question from Baba Basra, where it says, "Hama'aris is aisha psula gova masayim v'chulu." Because over there that seems to say that a woman collects matayim. Because also there might be talking about a case of kasavla. But the end of the second line, umikamakom, we're not going to figure out what the raya is at the end. But mikamakom emes hu darusi ish laksuba. The truth is, says Tosas, though la maisa, she does have a ksuba. Afilu lo kasavla, even if he didn't write it, kidemuchak leperka omer. How do you know from a Gemara? In Kiddushin. Remember that Gemara? He avers kidash tani, there's a machlokas. The woman says, you married me. Look at the ring. You gave it to me yesterday. V'hu omer lo kidashtich, and he says, I have no idea what you're talking about. So what's the halacha? If they have an argument whether they're married or not. So, hu mutar b'krovoseha, he's allowed to marry her relatives, because he didn't ask her anything on himself, and she's allowed to marry his relatives, because shavi anafshi chaticha d'isura. Because she asked her, v'mnasan get me'atzmo. But let's say the husband, who denied the marriage, gives a get, without being forced to give a get. He said, okay, fine, here's a get, you want to get married, I'll give you a get. So in that case, kofados overdos on laksuba. So if that happens, then we force him to give a ksuba, because what are you giving a get for? Well, you just being a nice guy? If you're not going to just say, you know, nothing happened. So that's an umdana, the fact that you give a get voluntarily. In that case, where you never admit to being married, you have to give a ksuba also. Then that must be a case where it was not written. If there's a ksuba written, how can you say that I never marry you? People don't write ksubas before marriage. And therefore, that's the raya. The Our Gemara doesn't bring that, but that's the raya, even though Our Gemara is going to knock out a couple of Mishnayos. Vikan, but now Tosfos ends off one more line. Eina rotza lahochiach, ela min abraisa, o min amishna, velo min, meim rosa amoraim. But our Gemara right now is only written for a Tanaitic source, not a mimer of an Amora, and therefore it didn't bring it. That is Tosis. What's wrong with a mimer of the Amoraim? That's also a source, right? So this relates to what we've discussed one or two times, and that is the koach and the authority of Mishnais. Right? When Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote down the Mishnah, was that just a practical measure to make sure the Torah wasn't forgotten? It was. But maybe it was more. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, when he wrote it, created a certain corpus of Torah that cannot be argued upon. There's a certain authority that the Mishnah, the Brisa, the Tosefta has that the Amoraim can't even argue. Is an Amora allowed to argue on a Mishnah? So Pash does not. That's what it sounds like from every Daf and Shas. How can he say this? There's a Mishnah against him. That's what it sounds like. But there is a Kesef Mishnah in the second Perek in Hilchos Mamrim based on a Rambam. The Rambam says, any Bezdin that sees the din, interprets the din in a certain way, has the power to paskin in their way. So the Rambam says in every generation. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, why couldn't the Amoraim argue with the Tanoim? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Pashtus Kesef Mishnah, you're right, they could argue. But they just accepted upon themselves not to. Misman Ksivas HaMishnah, the Amoraim accepted themselves not to. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. And that's what Reb Chaim said. Reb Chanan quotes Reb Chaim, he thought that too. Rova the Achronim Dota Sugnus, the Chazanish doesn't even think the Kesef Mishnah said it. The Chazanish said, no, they accepted because they knew they'd be wrong. They knew they'd never be Mechamin to the Emes. That's why they accepted. But ultimately they can't because they're not as close to the Mesora as the later generations. And the Chazon Ish and the Marsha in Sanhedrin and the Torah Tzmima all bring the same Gemara as a remez to this idea that there's a separate stage in the Mishnah. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadik Zayin, where the Gemara says, also Maseches Avodah Zarah, that the world's going to be 6,000 years long. 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. That's the Gemara. So, 2,000 years of Tohu, okay. And then turned into 2,000 years of Torah. So, what happened at year 2000? Do we know anything? Was that a crucial year? Right? Tohu, nothingness, before the Torah. So, according to many, they work out that was the year Avraham discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham was born in the year 1948 on the Hebrew calendar. And according to many Rishonim, he discovered God when he was 52. So, about the year 2000, that's the years of Torah. That means that's when monotheism started in the world. That's the year 2000. What about the year 4000? Anything happened then? Right? Now there's no more Torah in the world? Because now we're in Yemos HaMashiach, no more Torah? So Rashi says, no, it's Lav Dafka. Rashi says, it just means that Yemos HaMashiach started. It doesn't mean that Torah ended. So it's not parallel according to Rashi. Year 2000 is the beginning and an end. Year 4000 is only the beginning, it's not an end. That's Rashi there. But says the Marsha, says the Torah Tzviva, says the Chazon Ish, no, year 4000 was crucial. Because if you work out the math, that works out to be about the year 250 or so on the secular calendar, which is about the year of the Ksivas HaMishnah. We don't know exactly, right? The Churban was in the year about the year 70, and about 150 years later, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote out, compiled the Mishnayos. So that was, Torah ended in a sense. What does that mean? The Chazon Ish said that certain all principles of Torah were formulated by then. Everything else afterwards, all the Gemara and everything else afterwards, is applications of those principles. And they're all hinted to in the Mishnayos. But that was a separate stage. So maybe that's how, now we understand Tosis. The Gemara wasn't interested in quoting a source from a later, from a Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara wanted the real thing. The Gemara wanted a Mishnah, a Tosefta, something from that stage in history. That's an important line in Tosfos. You can just read it. You can just say, oh, it wasn't interested in the Gemara. But maybe there's something significant there that the Gemara is trying to, that Tosfos is trying to allude to. Sorry? Or this discussion happens before we had that Maimra. Okay, maybe before that. Sounds like that's an early Maimra, though, in Kiddushin. Sounds like it's an early Maimra. Okay, so we tried to prove from the Mishnah that it's automatic, the Maisa Bezdin, and we couldn't prove it because we said maybe that's talking about a case of Kasabla. So we'll try again. Second line on top. The Ella Midatani Rebichi Barami. Maybe it's from the following discussion of Braisa. Ishto Arusa is a Braisa that we've had a number of times before. Ishto Arusa, what are the halachos of a Kohen Kohenes who are Nisares? Right? They have the first stage of a Jew, of the marriage. They never had Nisuin. Nisares. So Ishto Arusa, lo onev lo mitamila. a Kohen who has an Arusa wife, lo onen, he's not an onen for her, right? So Rashi quotes, Achilas Kachim. That's what the Pasuk talks about in the beginning of the Sefer Vayikra, right? So regarding Aninus Daraisa, that has to do with Achilas Kashim. Aaron HaKohen has the argument with Moshe, right? My sons died today. Yayita Beinei Hashem, should I eat the Seirash Chodesh? Right? So Ishtar Arusa La'onein, he does not have the status of Aninus regarding Aser and Kachim. V'lo Metamela, and he cannot become Tami for her. As we know, a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to become Tami Meis. But for his seven relatives, he has a mitzvah to become Tamei Meis. Huge discussion, what about Bizman HaZeh? There is a Ravid that is quoted about Kohanim, oh, they're not Musar Bizman HaZeh. They're all Tamei anyway, and we don't have the Efer Paraduma. So there are those that interpret the Ravid as saying it's Mutal Chachila for a Kohen to walk into a cemetery today. Number one, we don't pass on like the Ravid anyway. But even number two, many say that the Ravid never meant, that the Ravid said that there's no Chiyif Kares Bizman HaZeh. Or maybe not no Malkus, but still an Isser. Still an Isser to walk in, but either way, that's in terms of the Tumah Bizman HaZeh, and we generally are machmir regarding that, and a Kohen cannot make himself more Tamei, even though all Kohanim are Tamei Mesim, and so we don't give them Chala or Truma today, but still, they cannot make themselves more Tamei. But they are making themselves Tamei for their seven relatives. Seven relatives, they go into the Beis HaLavayos for their seven closest Krovin. But, says the Braisa, this does not take place for an Ishto Arusa. For Ishtar Arusa, a Kohen is not Mitame himself. And that's what the Rambam says in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shenitztavu HaKohanim Sheyitamu L'Krovim HaNizkarim BaTorah. It's a Mitzvah D'Araisa for the Kohen to make himself Tame for his Krovim. Ki Ba'avur Shemanam HaKasim L'Tame L'Meis L'Chvodam. Since the generally they're not allowed to become Tame Meis because of Kovet HaKahuna, says Hitzur Lahem L'Tame L'Krovim, but here he matur them, and this shows a kavod ames. For someone who usually cannot become tamei meis, and now they can, so now this shows a kavod ames, and therefore they have a mitzvah to become tamei. This is an interesting question. When a Yisrael become tamei for his Zion Krovim, does he fulfill a mitzvah d'araisa when he does that? Lo yitamaz by kahuna. So suggests some achronim, a koe dafka fulfill the mitzvah, because for him it's dafka a kavod ames. He can never become tummy for anybody else, and the fact that he becomes tummy for this relative, oh, that shows kavod. But by a Yisrael, I still have to go to a cemetery whenever he wants. So dafka becoming, it's a nice thing that he should become tummy for his relatives, but is it a mitzvah d'araisus? That's not so clear, because there's no contrast that for him to not become tummy in other contexts. It's also interesting, we mentioned in the past, that the Rambam here in Hilchus Tumas Kohen includes the mitzvah of general Avelus. Right, the Rambam holds as a three-way machlokas we've shown him. The mitzvah of Avelus. Is there a mitzvah of Avelus? There's a mitzvah. On what level is it? Bali Tosfos hold, there is no Avelus Daraisa. All Avelus is Darabanan, Bali Tosfos say. All Avelus. Shiva. It's all Darabanan. It's all Darabanan. The Rambam and the Rif, Paskin, day one is Daraisa, as long as it is Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura on the same day, and the rest of Avelus is Darabanan. Right? So if you have somebody who died on Tuesday and the burial is Wednesday, then there is no Avelus Daraisa in that case. It's only first day Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura. So the first day is Daraisa according to the Rambam. Nafkamina might be Tefillin, other Nafkaminas. But that's the Rambam Shita. And we generally are Machmir. Right? We're trying to be Machmir all around. So where's the mitzvah of Avelus in the Torah? The Rambam says right here, Lo Yitama includes the mitzvah of Avelus. Zu mitzvahs Avel, Klomar, Kolish mi Yisrael. He didn't say that earlier. Kolish mi Yisrael chayav les abal al krovav klomer sheshaha shisha meisei mitzvah. Ulechazek chiyav. Is this note? I don't know. Ulechazek chiyav ze biir oso a kohen shumuzer la tuma. Because he wanted to make sure you take this seriously, he said it by a kohen, but it applies to all. The avelus aspect applies to all people. She itami al kapanim kishar Yisrael kadesh shol yitlash din avelus, etc. So that is the Rambam in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. He includes the Mitzvah of Avelus in the Mitzvah of Tumas Kohen. Okay, it's an important Rambam, an important extension. Okay, so back to our Gemara though. Yeah, we're trying to prove the automatic nature of Ksuba. Is there an automatic nature of Ksuba even if it's not written? So what is the Gemara? What does the Braisa say? Ishtar Rusa, a Kohen does not become an Onen, meaning in terms of Achilas Kachem, he's not Matami for her. V'cheini, and also her, Lo Onenes, she, a Kohenes, Lo Onenes, does not become an Onenes for the husband. V'lo Matami, lo, and also doesn't become Tami for her.
What does that mean? Below matami law. She is not allowed to become tame for her, just like he cannot become tame for him. Just like he cannot become tame for her, she cannot become tame for him. What do you mean? She is not mechuyaves. She's a kohenes. A kohenes can walk into a cemetery. Ah, Shiloh, if she's pregnant, suffering in the rokeach, maybe she's pregnant with a baby boy, right? So it's a sex faker, we say. Maybe the Rachman al-Islam, the baby's not going to live, but if it's going to live, maybe it'll be a girl, right? So sex faker lahatir, for according to this poskim, that a Kohen, an Ashes Kohen who's pregnant can walk into a cemetery. But if she's not pregnant, she for sure can walk into a cemetery. So it says, what does this price mean? She's not mechuyeves, Revelo Mitamilah. She's not, right? So Rashi explains, it means she's not obligated. She can, but she's not obligated to go in. Right, ina mechuyeves. That's what Rashi says. Ela ina zekuka lihitamila. She's not obligated. The Rashi, though, not here. Rashi in Yevamis daf chavtes has 2 days about this. One is like he says here, but the other day is that maybe he's talking about a Yisraelis, not a Yisrael, that we all have a chiyev to be matar atzmenu beregel on yantif. Right, we all have to be a matar atzmo beregel. So if that's what it's talking about here, whether we matar atzmenu beregel. Therefore, behind my desk in there is a big shulchan aruch. You bring it in on the. So you'll see two big fat shulchan aruch. So you can bring it in. So Rashi says that's what in the second day in Yevamis Chavtes Mabez, that's what we're talking about here. That every person ena mitamila lo mitamila, because if it's talking about yantif, so then we wouldn't allow her to become tamei. Shaila is, what about bisman hazeh? Is there a chiyuv? The Gemara says chayav adam latar atzmo beregel. Does that apply bisman hazeh? So according to the Shulchan Aruch of the Torah, is not there. You have to go to the mikvah before Yantif? Right? So the Shulchan Aruch does not bring in. Why not? Why don't we have to be Matar Atzmeh Beregel? So the Rush in Yuma says, because the whole point of being Matar Atzmeh Beregel is from Tamei Meis, and we don't have the Efer Paradum anyway. So it's not going to help. So you want to go to the mikvah today as a minag? Okay, that's your, but you don't have to. There's no chiyuv. And that is an important discussion in the Ber Hetev. The Ber Hetev in Hilchas Avelos. Berheitev in Hilchas Avelos. The Shakasari also discusses this, but let me just find it. Berheitev in Shin Ayin Gimel. The Berheitev in Shin Ayin Gimel discusses this, and he, just read it to you, his Lashon. He says, Umei HaTema Men HaPoskim HaRishon VaAchronim SheShmitu Zeh HaDin. He says, the Tema on the Mefarshim that never didn't bring this din down, Halalacha Maisa, the Chai L'Tah Rasma Beregel, Lav Dafka Kol HaPoskim, not all, the Rambam quotes it. So the Rambam quotes it, so it's not all. But he says, Mashekid, Rosh, Vatur, Vashar, Poskid, they don't break it. So he says it must be because the Iker was to go eat Kachim, and not to be Tamei Meis. That's why that doesn't apply anymore. The Av, She'ezah, Poskim, Kosva, Shekab, Ezman, Azech, Hayav, Adam, Batar, Asma, Boregel. And even though some say, you know what, go to the Mikvah, Nerev, Yantif, Lav, Bitumas, Meis, Visheretz, Ka'amri. They don't mean that you should do that, become Tamei Meis. Ela mituma hayotzi migufo shel adam chadomer. Number one, it's only for other types of tuma, for ziva, for other things, and v'gamar amezes hatara al taras hanefesh. And also, the mikveh nowadays is not for taras haguf; it's for taras hanefesh. Ki al yedei taras haguf ma'orer u'mizakech taras hanefesh. Through going to the mikveh, maybe it will purify our spiritual neshamas, and it'll affect us. Kedisa b'kavah b'kamas b'reishas chachma v'zeh barur. Says that's clear. Today's mikvah is about taras hanefesh, not taras haguf. For a man, there is an amazing day of Rabbi Nosad Yigon in the Rush in Yuma says erev Yom Kippur. You make a bracha. A man makes a bracha. Go get to the mikvah. We don't paskin that way. He says erev Yom Kippur is separate, but generally we don't assume that way. And again, this is for Taras HaNefesh. It's above the minhag of going Erev Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes that minhag of going Erev Shabbos to the mikvah. But this is all about Taras HaNefesh, Bizman HaZeh. Okay, but that's what Rashi explained here. 2 days in Rashi in Yevamis, Chavtes. What does this line mean? V'lo matan Allah. Later, Mesa, finishing the Brisa. Mesa, if she, the woman who is an Arusa, dies, Eino Yorsha. He, the husband, does not yarshin her. Right, Yerushas Habal does not occur after Erusin. Mace who, and if the husband dies, go v'ksubasa, collect her ksuba. So that's the raya, right? You see from there that even after Erusin, where they don't have a ksuba written, she could collect her ksuba. Again, the Gemara says Dilma v'kasav law. Maybe the case is where he wrote it, so it's not automatic. If that's true, what's the chiddush? Mace and the yarshin tzrichalei. The chiddush should be the Yerusha aspect, that the man does not yarshin his arusa unless he does the suin with her. But up until the suin, he does not. Remember, we quoted a couple of weeks ago, Atosfas Yatif in Nedarim. Why is he called an Arus? He's the one that's Ma'ares. Amazing. We quoted that in the end of Bava Kama. Why is someone called a Masur and not a Moser? Why is he called a Masur? Right? He gives over. He's Mesira. So the Tosafot said amazingly, because he thinks he's Moser, but he's really Masur. Very soon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that he's given over. He thinks he's giving over, he's going to be given over. That's why he's called a Masur. So the Tosafot there also says, that's why Arus. He thinks he's doing something, he's being Ma'ares, he's accepting plenty of obligations right now. Right? So that's why he's called an Arus, and he's actually called a Ma'ares. Right? So Tosafot Yadav in Nedarim in the 10th parak. So says the Gemara, El Abaya, okay, we don't have any other Mishnayos that prove to me this idea that an Arusa has a Ksuba, but El Abaya mi Gufa de Masnisa Kohadarbe. Maybe you know it from this Mishnah Gufa that we just quoted. We just quoted a one-line Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? If a woman takes out her get and not the Ksuba, she could collect her Ksuba. Because Abaya says, if we're really talking about a case where there's no ksuba written, to get no ksuba, and therefore the get is what allows her to collect her ksuba, or to get one of Maksim Sivei, it doesn't say a word about a ksuba in the get. Why would she be able to accept her get to collect her ksuba with the get? It makes no mention of the ksuba in the get. And if you want to say, since the Rabbanan enacted that she should be able to collect it, it's as if it says it in there. That's the whole point. If it's b'makam she'ain kosvin, maybe it's automatic if she's holding her get. Then why can't he claim, you know, I paid already? And if we say to him, and if we say that if you would have paid, you should have taken the get and ripped it up. Right? The fact that you didn't give the get, it means that you must not have paid. So Amalai, we say to him, no, lo shavaktan, she didn't let me. Amra, she said to me, be'inalin subibe, I wanted to be able to get married again. I want to show my prospective dates, you know, I'm divorced. They heard I was married. I want to show them that I'm divorced, and therefore, that's why it wasn't ripped. And if we say no, the husband should have done something. You should have ripped it a little bit. And you should have written on the back of it. We ripped up this get. Right? Not because it's a possible get. We just don't want her to be able to collect another time. Meaning there's an option. So the Gemara says again. What, everybody gives a get and does all these shtaris in Bezdin? Well, you have somebody who knows how to do this, rip up the get and write the stamp on the back. We only ripped it up for a certain purpose. No, you don't have that. So therefore, the husband is not to blame. The husband is not to blame. He has no choice. So therefore, why would she be able to collect her get, her ksuba with the get? If the husband has this good excuse, then at the end of the day, why would he not be able to say parati? It must be because you can't be towing Achara Maisa Bezdin. So ultimately, Abaye says the raya is from this Mishnah Gufa that we quoted. Right. So this is this last line of the Gemara here is a crucial line. It says, does everybody collect things and do their gi'in in Bezdin? You need a Bezdin for get? For Gershin, you need a Bezdin? You have to do it in front of a Bezdin? But Gemara doesn't talk about this. Gemara talks about Edim. You have to do it in front of a Bezdin? You don't have to get married in front of a Bezdin. You just need two witnesses. So you have to do Gershin in front of a Bezdin. So, there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Not too far, Daf Beis. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Beis and Aleph. Much discussed by the Achronim. Remember, the Mishnah, the Daf Beis and Aleph and Sanhedrin is all one big Mishnah. Right? It lists off how many judges you need for all different things. So the Mishnah says you need three for Miyun. Miyun. Spoke about that in Yevamos. Miyun is when a girl who is a ketana, who doesn't have a father, so she can't get married, midaraisa. So Chazal instituted a derabanan marriage, her mother or brothers could marry her off. But the halacha is, that's called the kiddushi miyun, she could just walk out. She could walk out of that, if she decides she's not happy anymore, she could just walk out. That's called miyun, she could refuse and walk out, she doesn't need to get. It's a derabanan marriage, Chazal built in a way out, that's miyun. So Mishnah says you need three for miyun. You have to do miyun in front of a bezin of three, so where do you get that from? Where do you get that from? So Rashi says, you saw Maktana Shesiyim Avechel Adaita Yotze Belo Get Ubemiyun Kolz Man Shelo Gadla Tachtav Ubeshlosha Beinan. You need three. How? How do you know? To call the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. Miyun's patterned after a Daraisa. So it's patterned after a Daraisa. Just like the Daraisa needs three, so too Miyun needs three. What Daraisa is Rashi talking about? What did Daraisa is Rashi talking about? Said the Nodav Yehuda, it must be Get. It must be Get. Does the Mishnah Sanhedrin list get? No. So one second. So the Nodav Yehuda says that it must be talking about get. And And that is, and that's what the Yehuda writes in the Tshuva. In where is this? In Eben Ezra, in Kufya Dalid. It must be three. That's what the Daraisa of the Rashi is talking about. Ah, you're going to ask me two kashas. Number one, you're going to ask me. He quotes others that don't say that. Then he says, "Ani offer va'efer tachas ragli or zaruah." But I think that you need a get. I. Why isn't it in the Mishnah? So he says the aspect of get that would need three is the dini mamonis aspect. And it says dini mamonis b'shalosha in the Mishnah. So it's already included in something else in the Mishnah. Number one. And number two, the Gemara sometimes asks rhetorically, "Atu called him a garish b'beidina megarish." The Gemara says that elsewhere. So in Baba Basra, so he said that means, do you need a bezin of mumchin for get? You don't need a bezin of mumchin, but you need a bezin, stam. You need three. So Noda Behuda thinks that you need a bezin for gerishin. That is the chiddush of the Noda Behuda. Others, the Rishash on that Mishnah, says, no, it's not get. It's not in the Mishnah. You know what it is? What's the Daraisa then? Chalitza. Right? The Daraisa could be after Chalitza. So both of them. And the big machlokas here is me and more like Chalitza? Is me and more like Get? They're both leaving a marriage. Does somebody have, they have a choice in both? Right? Maybe that's why Get could be like, the Chalitza could be like a Miyun. Again, but that is the lumdus of whether you need a Get for whether you need a Bezit for Get, and that has to do with his last line in our Gemara as well. Okay, says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Continuing our discussions of finding things. So we're almost there. Another three blocks, and then we get to Eilu Metzias, the halachas of what you do after you find something. But here we're still talking about different things that you find, specifically shtaros. So Matzah, Gidei Nashim Shechori Avadim. Dai Deki Matan Veshovrin. Let's say I find all these things. I find a get, or I find a shtar shichur that says so-and-so freed his slave. Dai Deki, I found a will, or not really a will, a tzava shchiv mira. Dai Deki is a shtar that somebody writes on their deathbed. Special rules, you don't need kinyanim, because Chazal said it works to make sure the guy's calm. Matani, you find the shtar matana Veshovrin, or you find a receipt. You find a receipt of a payment. You find all these things, all these things you do not return to anybody. Why? You don't return the get to the husband or the wife. You don't return to the shichur, star shichur. Shani Omer, because in all these cases, it's possible, ksuv and hayu, they were all written, and he decided not to give them. Therefore, you don't return any of these items. There is a machlokas achronim, the case of get. You don't give the get back. What about the ksuv? Is the ksuv collectible? Is the ksuba collectible? Let's say there's a shover that says the ksuba was paid up. You don't return it. So is the ksuba now collectible? She's holding the ksuba in her hands. It's a machlokas. Chalkas machokek and the drisha. Right? Whether the ksuba is now collectible or not. Right? Because are you in a stalemate? Then mimanashach, if you say that the ksuba is not collectible, so then you're basically saying it's as if you gave the shover back. So what do you say? So there's a machlokas achronim about that. And the... The Shmuel Rozovsky explains the Nekudas HaMachlokas, why would it be collectible or not? So the Chalkas Machlokas, one of the acronyms says it is collectible, you have to collect the ksuba because the only suffix is regarding the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That's the suffix. Right, the Be'ikaron, she's holding the ksuba. Now I have a question, do I do this mitzvah or not and return it? But that doesn't affect the chi of ksuba that she's holding, and therefore she could still collect her ksuba. And the other acronyms say that no. It's not just the suffix in Hashavas Aveda. It's a suffix in whether these things are MS. So whether these stars are MS, that's why you can't return it. But it could be that these are MS. And therefore, you say, Hamos Mechaver Lava Raya, and therefore, then her ksuba is not payable.
How does the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda get overridden by this shash?
The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is, Daraisa is overridden by these. You can say, Chacham have the Okar Ben HaTorah B'Kum V'Asei, B'Shev Al Tasa. Chacham have the power to uproot a mitzvah daraisa b'shev al tasa for the good of society that we're not sure if these are true or not. So they could uproot the mitzvah. It could be that they did the mitzvah. Now you put these shtaros in bezdin, so they did the mitzvah. The Torah says return it to here now. But that's what you have to say. The Bnei Yeshua asks, how would you be able to? Well, let's wait for a second. Let's read the next line of the Gemara. Taima denimlach shlo litnan. What's the whole reason we don't return it? Because we're choshesh that they decided not to give it in the end. Ha'amar tznu nosnin afilas mamaruba. But let's say the husband right then, let's say you find the get, and it's dated 5 months ago, and the husband says, okay, give it. So it sounds like from our Mishnah that you would give it. Right, the only reason is because that he's not saying a word, you don't return it. But Masri, if he would say give it, you'd be able to return it even if it's 3 months later. For a menu, but what do you mean? We have a different Mishnah in Gittin. Maybe get vavane menu. Let's say you brought a get, and then it was lost. Matzula alter, let's say you bring a get, a shliach brings a get, and then he lost it, and then he finds it. So matzula alter kosher, if he finds it right away, kosher, that he could give it. In la puzzle, if not as puzzle, why? If a lot of time took place in between, because you're choshesh, then maybe this is not the right get. Maybe this belongs to somebody else with the same names, right? So you see from there that even though it's like a case of tznu, he wants to give the get, then he can't give it because it was a long time in between. So choshesh that this get belongs to somebody else. So too in this found get, our Mishnah sounds like even if there's a long time in between, you still could give it. The Mishnah in Gittin says if there's a long time in between, you're not allowed to give it anymore. So Amarava lo kasha, no kasha. Why? Kan b'makam shasharayos mitsuyos. Kan b'makam shenasharayos mitsuyos. Depends if it's a busy place. If it's a place of shayaros mitsuyos, a place where there's a lot of caravans going by, so a lot of people walked by here, so that's why you're not going to be able to give it because there's so many people here. Maybe somebody walked by with your name and your wife's name. But that is the Mishnah in Gittin. But our Mishnah is about a case of Ein Shayaros Mitsuyos, and therefore there's no problem with giving it even after a long time. So look at the Pnei Yeshua. We don't have time for it now. Look at the Pnei Yeshua on the Mishnah. An important comment. V'yafila b'makam shasharis mitsuyos, and even in a place where there's a lot of people passing by, v'hu shehoch zegushne Yosef and Shimon b'yarachas. Oh, so Rabba has a chiddush that you need what's called tarti l'reisa in order not to return a get. If you find the get on the street, you don't return it if, A, there are a lot of caravans that pass by, it's a busy place, and B, you know there are two Yosef ben Shimons in the city. So maybe it came from him, maybe it came from the other one. If you only have either one or the other, then you're allowed to return the get. Rabbi says the case that you don't return the get is where you have Tarti L'Reyes, you have two bad things. It's a very busy place, and you know there are two Yosef ben Shimons. I tried to look around, maybe I'll put it out there. Why, in all these sugyas, when this comes up, we pick the name Yosef ben Shimon. Why, Dafka, what about Yosef ben Yaakov? What about Shimon ben Yaakov? Yosef and Shimon, is there a connection between Yosef and Shimon? Interesting that that's the name. I look at the Gemara's in Gittin. Also, Yosef and Shimon, right? Yud Bei Shin is all abbreviated in the Rishonim. Yud Bei Shin, Yosef and Shimon. So why that? I don't know. So he said that only when there's a Tartila Reyes up do we not return it. Dilote Mahachi, because if you don't say that you need Tartila Reyes up not to return it, Kasha's Rabba the Rabba, you'll have a Kasha within Rabba. Because Rabba just said something here. Right, Rabbi says Shayros Mitsuyos, and then Rabbi said the following: the Yehugi did the Shacha Beitina the Rafuna. There was a get that was found on the floor of Rafuna's Bezdin. That the Kasebei b'Shviri Masa Dal Rachas Nara, and on it it said it was given in the city of Shviri on the next to the river of Rachas. Am Rafuna, and Rafuna says Chayshino L'Shnei Shviri. Rafuna says you can't get back the get because maybe there's two Shviris, in the world, and therefore you cannot give back the get. Tosef just points out, then how can anybody ever, divorce their wives? Because you're always choshesh. There are two New Yorks, right? Two everythings. So Tosef says, no, it's only because here it fell. You found it. You found it. It's already a reyasa. And Tosef says, that's why, that could be a problem. Tosef discusses that. So, weiter in the story. So Rav Huna says, this found get you can't return. V'yomali Rav Chizda l'Rabba. Rav Chizda says to Rabba, puk ayin ba. You know what? Go do some research on this case. Delorta boy minach Rav Huna. Because tomorrow Rav Huna is going to ask you, if that was a correct psak. So you better research. If you look in Gittin, when this Gemara is quoted, on this line of puk ayin ba, Rav Kiva Eger quotes the Tosef Yantif in Pirkei Avos. What did he say in Pirkei Avos? So if you look on the second base test in Pirkei Avos, tsu'u uru'u, ezehu derech yishara. Go and see what's the derech yishara for a person to follow. What's that lashon? Says the Tosfos Yontif, kid amrinan ba'alma nafak dakva ashkach. Like it says all over Gemara, he went out and looked for it. What does that mean? Tsu'u, go out. It means v'amechuvan yitzias haseichel. Go out, meaning focus on it. Focus all your attention and put all of your intellectual faculties to figure this out. So that's what it means here, right? Puk ayin bo. Go out and be my ayin, because tomorrow Rafuna is going to ask you. So Rabbi went out and said, oh, okay, I found a Mishnah that relates to this. Ditnan. The Mishnah says, call Maisa Bezdin, or is a Yachzir. The Mishnah says, any Maisa Bezdin, you return. You return to the Bali Shtaros. Aye, but one second. Rabbi says you're allowed to return it. But Beidina de Rafuna de Chimakam Shayaros Mesuyas Dami. Rafuna's Bezin is a busy place. And it's a place like, as if it's caravans common. But Kapasha, Rabbi the Afsan, Rabbi says, proofs from that Mishnah, you can return it. But what do you mean? What didn't Rabbi say on the bottom of Amud Aleph that if it's Shayaros Mesuyos, you're not allowed to return it? So it must be Alma Ihuch Gushneos Beshimon in. Ilolo, it must be that Rabbah really requires two. And that's the difference between these cases. If you have Shayaras Betsuyos, and you have two Yosef and Shimons in the city, that's where you don't return it. But if you only have one of them, it's not a problem. Oved Rabba Uvda Be Kitna de Papadiso Kishmaitse. Rabba actually followed his psak when there was a get found in a flax house, right, in a place where they made flax, in Papadisa, like his psak, meaning he returned a get because there was only one problem. So there's two versions, which thing existed. One version is that it was found in the place where they sell the flax. So that had a lot of people there, but it didn't have two Yosef and Shimas in the city. Or some say, it was a place where they soaked the flax, so it wasn't as public a place. Right, and even though there was two Yosef and Shimas, but it wasn't such a place that caravans frequented, and therefore, that's why he returned the get. So two versions of the story. Why did Rabba return it? Which thing, Reyes existed? So that's Rabba. Now Reb Zeira Rami Masnisan Abraisu Mishani. Reb Zeira is going to come to the same conclusion as Rabba, but instead of asking a Mishnah on a Mishnah, our Mishnah with a Mishnah in Gittin, he's going to ask a Mishnah on a Braisa, and he's going to give the same answer. Tanan says the Mishnah in Gittin, maybe get Vavani Menu Masala Alter Kasher Vim La Pasul. Right, if you find the Mishnah says if you find the get, right, you can return it right away, and not if it lasts, if it's been a long time. For Amini Ben Abraisa says, Masa get Isha Bashuk. If a man finds a get Isha in the market, Bizman Shabal Modi Yaksala Isha, at the point when the Baal is Modi, you can return it to the woman. Ain't a Baal Modi Yaksala Lazev Lazev. You can't return it if the Baal is not Modi. Kutani Mias Borda, the first half say, Bizman Shabal Modi Yaksala Isha, Lafil is Mamaruba. If the Baal admits, you find a get in the street, the Baal admits to it, you can return it. And the Braisa is not Machalik. It sounds like even if you found it after a long time. Didn't the Mishnah in Gittin say if it's after a long time you're not allowed to return it? Umishani, and Reb Zeira answered, Kan b'makam shasheiras mitsuyos, kan b'makam shein hasheiras mitsuyos. Right? There's a difference between sheiras mitsuyos or not. And Ika da Amre, now does Reb Zeira argue on Rabba? Ika da Amre v'ujuch saku. Some say that there was also, it not only had Shayaras Betsuyos, but there were also two Yosef Betshemas in the city, Dilo Nedar, and that's why he didn't return it, Vahainu de Rabba, and Reb Zeira agrees to Rabba that you need both of those factors, and Ikadami, and some say, no, Avagad Dilo Hoksugu, even though there weren't two Yosef Betshemas in the city, Lo Nedar, still Reb Zeira holds that you don't return it, Upliga de Rabba, and he holds, you only need one. If it's Shayaras Betsuyos, that's enough for Reb Zeira to say, maybe this get is not belonging to this guy, and you can't return it. Period. A little more. Bishlam al Rabba. So now we have Rabba and Reb Zeira might have come to the same conclusion. They both hold of the same chiluk of Shayaras Betsuyos or not. The question is, do they also hold of the Yosef and Shimon factor? But they both came to the same conclusion. The Gemara though is bothered. Why did Rabba ask a Mishnah on a Mishnah and Reb Zeira ask a Mishnah on a Braisa? So Bishlam al Rabba lo Amar Reb Zeira. Why did Rabba not say like Reb Zeira? Why didn't he ask Mishnah and Braisa? So Masis alim alelak shuye. It's better to ask a Mishnah on a Mishnah. Even though what we said earlier, Tanaim sources are stronger than later ones, but within Tanaim sources, the Mishnah is the strongest. Right? The Mishnah is the strongest. Right? So Rashi quotes the line of, right, Rebbe lo shana, Reb Chiya minayin lo. If Rebbe didn't mention it, so then what Reb Chiya, you know, who put together some of the brises, are not as strong. So Rabba didn't have the shakal of a tire like Reb Zeira because he'd rather ask a Mishnah on a Mishnah. El Reb Zeira, my time alone, Amakar Rabba. Why didn't Reb Zeira say like Rabba? Why did Dafke ask Mishnah and Braisa, not Mishnah and Mishnah? So Amalacha, no. He would answer you, Mika Tani Hamar Tzu Nose Avil Zamaruba. Did our Mishnah on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, did it say it explicitly that you return it even after Zman Maruba? Never said that. That was our Diuk. Maybe that Diuk's wrong. Dil Mahamar Tzu Nose Nul Ola Mukatakaim Alan Alter. Maybe it's only right away. You only return it right away and not la'achar zman. Period. Stop there. Just one other ha'ara. And that is, there's a very important Shita Mekubetzes here on Daf Yud Chesam Beis. Where the Shita Mekubetzes says, right, what did this price that we just quoted? That if the Baal is modeh, then you could return it. If the Baal is modeh, you could return it to the woman, this get. So ask the Gemara, and then we tried to ask that as a stira. So the Shita Mekubetzes says, maybe that case is unique, where the Baal is modeh. Ein lahachos, the name of Shani Acha, that'd be sex fake lahatera. There's a svek svek at the matir. Maybe she was already divorced with this get, right? And we're just returning it to her when she was already divorced. And even if she wasn't divorced, maybe shemazeo get sha'avad v'tiskari sha'atabach hazarazu. And now you're returning it. The husband's telling you to return it. And therefore now you're giving it. So mimanav shach, she should be mutaris. She wanted to return it. So you can't compare this case to any other cases. Maybe here there's svek svek at lahatir. 2 days in the Shidim Kubatsis. First day, yesh lomar, be'eshes ish, ein hochin achar harov.
Just like you don't allow Rov, Eishezish al yidei Rov, you don't allow Eishezish al yidei Svek Sveika. So connecting Svek Sveika to Rov. Why are we make it by Svek Sveika? Is it because Svek Sveika is like a Rov? We'll have to figure out what that means. Or some other day, a major machlokas in the Rishonim. What is the reason we're making by Svek Sveika? So this Shita is taking a stand on that issue. And Inami, the second day, is that it's the second Suffolk, is not a Suffolk, that you know maybe she's already divorced because she has a Cheskas Eishezish. So there is no double Suffolk here. So, Ezra, we'll start with this Shidun Gubetz tomorrow, but it's Cruces, tucked away here. That's Svek Sveika. Shidun Gubetz is, I'm going to see your Chesim Abeis. So that'll be, Be'ez Hashem, beginning of tomorrow, the discussions of Svek Sveika. Tomorrow there's a sponsor, we have to remember. So I have to remember the sponsor from Boston.